Proverbs 11:1 says, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight." I actually went years without really understanding this proverb. I didn't have access to a good commentary on Proverbs, and you have to remember that I was a Christian for about a decade before I had access to the internet. And it'd be another decade before the internet would provide any good materials with sound doctrine based upon the King James Bible, while computer software in those early years was sparse and very expensive, as far as I knew. So I just sort of passed by Proverbs 11:1 and Proverbs 20:23, where a similar truth appears with the same phrase, a false balance. Now, I understood the basic meaning. When weighing my produce at the grocery store, I shouldn't cheat, and the store shouldn't cheat me. But one day, I was talking to a fellow preacher who was opposed to divorced and remarried men being a pastor, even when the divorce wasn't his fault, and he remained faithful to his wife who had left him. So we discussed the biblical text, and he kept using terms like double married. He said that the divorced and remarried man is double married and has two living wives. And I read the text found in Deuteronomy 24:1-4, which clearly says that when a man divorces a woman and she remarries, she is no longer his wife, but has become the wife of another man. Listen to the text. "When a man hath taken a wife and married her, and it come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes, because he hath found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and giveth it in her hand, and sendeth her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before the Lord," and so forth. So it's clear in God's word that the divorced woman is no longer seen by God as her first husband's wife. And when he remarries, he is not double married and does not have two living wives, as my friend was claiming. Without even realizing what I was saying, I blurted out, "You're using a false standard. You're holding divorced preachers up to a standard that God didn't set up, but one that man set up. It's like seeing your wife standing on the scales and you stand behind her and press your toe down on the corner of the scale as a joke to make her weight higher. That's funny. But if you're buying food by the pound and the seller puts his finger on the scale and presses down so he can charge you more, it's no longer funny. And that's what you're doing to men who are divorced through no fault of their own." And that's how our conversation ended. But as I finished saying that, the words, "a false balance is abomination to the Lord," flashed in my mind like a neon lit billboard. And I quoted that to my friend, and since that time, I've understood Proverbs 11:1 in its full application. Judging others by a false standard is something God hates. That's why I will not stop confronting people, for example, who condemn others for observing and emphasizing the incarnation of Jesus Christ and His virgin birth in the month of December, just because such observances are associated with the word Christmas. Yes, the word Christmas is a pagan word, has associations with the pagan Catholic Mass, but no longer does it refer specifically to the Mass any more than Sunday worship refers to the worship of the sun. If you don't take part in Christmas, Romans 14 says, "Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind." But condemning others using a false balance is something God hates. Guilt by association is something God hates, and the hypocrisy of condemning Christmas observance while holding what you call Sunday worship is something God hates. So meditate on this proverb and don't fall into the sin of using a false balance. Don't hold others up to a standard that God does not use or tell us to use. Why? Because a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight.